Once upon a time were two seeds that found themselves very close to each other in the fertile ground. One of them said, "I want to grow. I want to put my deep roots into the soil under me, and I want to plant to bloom. I want the tips of my branches to be like small flags that announces the coming of the spring. I want to feel the heat of the sand and the morning dew in my petals." And so it grew. The second seed said, "What destiny do I have? I am afraid that if my roots are buried in the ground under me, I don't know what will happen in the darkness. And if I make my way through the hard earth above me, I run the risk of damaging my beautiful blossoms. And even more, I am afraid that if my plants bloom, it will be eaten by a wild animal. What is going to happen to me? No, I am too afraid. Therefore, it will be better if I wait until things are safe." And that is what the seed did. It waited and waited until a chicken scratching the earth in the springtime and looking for something to eat came across the waiting seed and quickly ate it. We should not be afraid to let the seed of the kingdom of God grow in us, because it is He who guides our destiny in our history of salvation. I am sure that all of you at some times have planted a seed in the pot of soil and have experienced the wonder of following its growth until it blooms. You have probably taken the time to water the plants and to find the perfect spot for it. And you may even have spent part of your time watching and following the development of his seed. The fact is, just as the gospel tells us today, the seed grows because of its own accord the land yields fruit. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full grain. Jesus is speaking of the grain of wheat. But you may plant any type of seed. You will see that out of almost nothing, that out of something so small, something can come so wonderful and magnificent. It is miraculous. Jesus compares the kingdom of God to a seed, brothers and sisters, and this seed grows whether the sower is asleep or awake. Our master also tells us that the kingdom is like a mustard seed. When it is sown in the ground, it is the smallest of the seed on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. But what is our Lord trying to tell us with all this? He himself is the sower who sows the small seeds. And it is he himself who makes the kingdom of God grow and bloom in such a silent and spectacular way that it cannot be measured by mere human criteria. It is the power and the greatness of the kingdom, his kingdom. But what it is that Jesus sows? He sows his word. He sows it in our hearts and throughout the whole world. Certainly we remember the parable of the sower. The Lord scatters the seed on different types of soil. He sows with hope, giving us all his word so that we may hear it and accept it and bear fruit from it. The word of his life, his way of being, his way of acting, always out of love for goodness. Jesus gives us his word to help us live as he does. The small seed, even though surrounded by a large amount of open space, counts on a force which is capable of transforming everything. From a small ear, it becomes a great field of wheat. From a small mustard seed, sprouts the largest tree. Likewise, with patience, from the faith of a few who believe in the word of God, a conversion of families, communities, and entire structures is born. The power of believing in his word, in fact, gives us the ability to first convert our thoughts and our hearts so that then we may continue with everything that surrounds us. Of course, this does not occur in one day. We realize after planting our seed that we also have to wait a while before we see the first sprout. The parable of the sower teaches us this sense of waiting and hoping with patience. Our lifestyle today is very different. However, we live in a time when we want everything immediately, almost magically. Isn't it true that we have very little patience and that we get angry if things are not resolved right away? This is not the lifestyle that Jesus wants for his followers. The Lord is very patient with us. How many times do we say and do the same things because we say that he loves us with his infinite love? And if we were not capable of forgiving others? Do we not say that he will forgive us because he is good and patient? Now, if we behave like the sower, with patience and faith, without a doubt, our lives will be more serene, calm, and happy, because we will spend our time on things that are truly important, the things that really matter to God. This is the only way to grow the seed of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the growth of God's rule in human hearts that occurs when man does the will of God and surrenders his life to God. When we permit him to nurture our hearts with tender, loving care, it grows miraculously into gigantic proportions. The growth is slow and microscopic in the beginning, but this seed grows by using the power of the Holy Spirit. God's rules in the human hearts transform individuals and communities into people doing his will in his kingdom. Brothers and sisters, one of the proof of the divine origin of the Church of Christ is its growth from such a very humble beginning. In our first reading, the prophet Ezekiel prophesies the better days were coming of the chosen people. And Yahweh will take back his people once more and dwell in their midst forever. In our second reading, St. Paul tells the Corinthians Christians that his constant desire and motive is in his early life and his heavenly life will be pleased God. The parable of the mustard seed is a word of encouragement for us, for all of us. Things might not be what you and I want them to be. But there is still hope. God works in mysterious ways. God is still with us even when our efforts are frustrated, because he is the source of growth. Growth often starts out small like the mustard seed and then blossoms into something huge. Another thing, this word of Jesus reminds us that while we are called to do something, we are not called to do everything. We scatter the seed, but the growth is up to God. The same process, brothers and sisters, works in the Christian life. We practice daily prayer and Bible reading. We find ways to be of service to each other. We pledge money and time to the church in charitable purposes. We join the people of God at the altar regularly. These are some of the seeds that God uses to mold and shape our lives in love, peace, and hope.